I believe that this measure truly represents a kind of bipartisan spirit that leads to the best policy creation for our country. Comprehensive immigration reform legislation must be tough, it must be fair, and it must be practical. It must be tough, and it must be fair, and it must be practical. And I believe that the Judiciary Committee proposal is, in fact, tough, fair, and practical. I've also spoken with President Bush and members of his cabinet about the need for comprehensive immigration reform in the last year on a number of different occasions. I share President Bush's belief, as he says, and I quote, that ours is a nation of laws and ours is a nation of immigrants. We believe that we can have rational, important immigration policy that's based upon law and reflects our deep desire to be a compassionate and a decent nation. Virtually every person in America has a story to tell of their immigrant roots. That is because we are a nation of immigrants, a historical fact that has made us the wonder, the hope, and the envy of the world for centuries. But there is no question today that our immigration laws are not working. We have broken borders in America today, and we must fix a problem for the sake of the national security of America. The level of illegal immigration on our borders is unacceptable and has to change. In this post-9/11 era, it is critical that we get control of our borders, both the northern border with Canada, as well as the southern border with Mexico, so that we can protect our country from outside threats that would do harm to Americans and punish those who exploit the hopes of foreign workers who come here through human trafficking. As a person who has worked with law enforcement for a good part of my life as Attorney General of my state, I know what amnesty is, and I believe that those who would characterize this bill as amnesty are absolutely wrong. What we have done in our proposal and the proposal of the Judiciary Committee is we have said that you go to the back of the line. What we have said is that you pay a very substantial fine, and that, in my view, with the other provisions included in the bill, take it completely out of the context of any kind of amnesty program that we have ever seen. And for those who would simply want to ignore the reality of the 11 to 12 million undocumented workers that are in the shadows of America today, we are simply not going to create a workable system of immigration reform in our country. I want to today, though, in this period of morning business, as we enter into this debate, to simply read from one of my favorite prayers from a person who understood the importance of immigration, especially in the context of agriculture, and that is Cesar Chavez. He wrote this prayer, and it's something that I think that all of us in this chamber should keep in mind as we move forward in this debate. He said, "Show me the suffering of the most miserable so that I will know my people's plight. Free me to pray for others, for you are present in every person. Help me take responsibility for my own life so that I can be free at last. Grant me courage to serve others, for in service there is true life. Give me honesty and patience so that I can work with other workers. Bring forth song and celebration so that the Spirit will be alive among us. Let the Spirit flourish and grow so that we will never tire of the struggle. Let us remember those who have died for justice, for they have given us life. Help us love even those who hate us so that we can change." This is a fine moment in the U.S. Senate and in my time here, as these are the times which I celebrate, which is where Republicans and Democrats can come together and take on one of the most difficult and complex issues that face our time and come up with a comprehensive solution to deal with the issue. So I applaud Senator Spector, Senator Leahy, Senator Kennedy, Senator McCain, and all the rest of the senators that have been involved on this issue. The second point I want to make is that this is a bill that is about law and order. And so when people attack this legislation as amnesty legislation, I disagree with them very much. because at the end of the day, when you look at what this legislation has done, it's about punishment, and it's also, as I would say, putting people into purgatory for a very long time. Punishment and purgatory. The punishment comes in the forms of a fine and the forms of registration, and the purgatory, the 11-year process that was outlined by my colleagues here, means you're going to have to wait around a long time before you are able to qualify for citizenship. So it's a piece of legislation that I think is comprehensive. I think it is essential for national security that we get it passed, and I look forward to working with my colleagues to doing that in the Senate.